shoot.
99.9 Radio USA, good girl. There's Carrie Underwood at 6:50, and we're at 26 degrees. Great music on the way. Cole Swindell's song, Chillin' It, is coming up right now. You ready to get weird on the weird news? It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida crook didn't waste his one phone call on his mother when cops tracked him down, since they caught up with him after she called the cell phone that he had left behind at the house he burglarized. Did you get all that? Well, here's what happened. Derek Cook and an accomplice broke into a home, and, I mean, they cleaned the place out. Aside from his phone that he left on the kitchen counter in his haste to get out the door. Well, cops arrived on the scene, and they investigated. They took note of Code's cell phone, which was sitting on the counter. And then all of a sudden, the phone started ringing. And the word mom was flashing in the incoming call number area. And one officer answered the phone using his noggin. He pretended to be a good Samaritan, intent on just returning the not-so-smart guy's phone, and asked for and received his name and address. Now, that led to his arrest on burglary and larceny charges. How about this? In England, 8 cans of beer saved a man's life. Here's what happened. The Coast Guard had to be called to rescue 2 men who had drunkenly stripped off their clothes and jumped into the sea late at night. One was rescued by a life preserver, but the other lost consciousness as he floated away with the tide. Well, after 45 minutes in the cold water, the second man was dragged in, and yes, he was still breathing. Paramedics say that the 8 beers the guy drank before jumping in prolonged his survival by slowing his body's reaction to the cold. I'm not going to recommend that for life-saving. In fact, you shouldn't be drinking when it's really cold out, because I've always heard that it lowers your body temperature even more. And one more for you this morning. A cross-country runner at a Kentucky high school decided to save her soul and not run because the race number assigned to her was 666. Cody Thacker, a junior at Whitley High School, balked at wearing the number of the beast, saying it would be a violation of her religious beliefs. But when her coach went to race officials to request a different number, the folks in charge decided to play devil's advocate, and they refused to budge. A disappointed Thacker said, "I told them to mark out my name because it makes me just sick thinking that my name is associated with that number. I didn't want to risk my relationship with God and tried to take that number." So, 666, nope. She's not going to race with that number. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:54.
Prices are falling.